Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Marcia Pilgrim is here to commence a further chapter of Office Wife.
I saw Stella Bronson late this afternoon, and it was all I could do not to make a scene. Jeff told her on the phone last night that we'd found that brooch of mine. And if you remember the circumstances, we were able to get rid of her because of its disappearance. Now that it's turned up and she knows about it, she's in a position to cause us unpleasantness. She said this afternoon she was going to get her job with Tressa Bendigo's back or make trouble. And the awful part of it is, Jeff's on her side. And right at the bottom of my heart, I know he's right. It was a dirty trick. But I'll never admit it to Jeff. Never.
It's no use arguing, Marcia. Stella was flung out of the firm in disgrace for no good reason, and I let myself be a party to it.
No, you did not. You stuck up for her right and left.
No, that's not true, and you know it. No, Marcia, pet, what are we going to do? Will you talk to your uncle, or do I have to?
Talk to him about what?
Offering the girl her position back, of course.
But, Jeff, why should we? As far as I can see, she already has a better one.
No, you're only being obstinate. There's talk spreading that Stella was fired for stealing. And in all decency, your uncle has to clear that up. He must clear it up.
Jeff, are you sticking to that promise of yours? Or was it a threat?
It was both.
Then you'll leave the firm if we don't do something about Stella?
If you can both stand by without correcting an injustice, yes.
Ah, you've said that dozens of times. I don't believe you've any intention of walking out, like all the rest. You know when you're well off.
You actually think that, don't you?
Yes.
Marcia, you're less lovable now than at any time since I first set eyes on you.
Jeff. Oh, no, please, darling, don't talk like that.
You see it so often. You see people in the wrong morally, and what's their only defense? Cheap cynicism. They suspect everyone else of base motives.
But you're my husband, and she tried to get you away from me.
So you think. But remember that I'm the one who decides whether I leave my wife or not. Can't you understand? You should have laughed at her, or felt sorry for her. Anything but this jealousy. Look, darling. Why not fix everything up in one stroke?
What? Welcome her back with open arms or something?
No, don't be silly, Pet. Tell your Uncle Tressida to straighten things out. I don't for a minute think she'll come back, but it's only right and fair.
No. No, Jeff, I won't lift a finger. I hate her. Do you hear? I hate her.
How long has Jeff been without a secretary, Percy?
Over a week now, isn't it?
Yes, a week yesterday. And upon my word, Tressida, his work's gone completely to pot.
Never mind that. I'm giving him that little Fraser girl. What's her name? Barbara. Yes, yes. Well, get Jeff up here as soon as I'm gone. Tell him.
But the chap wanted a girl from outside.
I don't care what he wanted. He had a week to find someone.
Dear me, the young women we've had running in and out these last few days. I declare I don't think some of them have ever set eyes on a typewriter in their life.
It's the same everywhere. But you understand, Percy, no beating about the bush. Barbara Fraser moves into Pilgrim's office today.
Yes, yes. You won't like my saying it, Tressida, but this is more of Marcia's doing, isn't it?
What of it?
You're making a fatal mistake.
Well, just confine yourself to the firm, Percy. Pays in the long run. You can ring for Pilgrim now, if you like. I'm going downstairs for a word with Peter Campbell before I leave. And if you have any trouble, just let me know.
Ah, sit down. There's a good fellow, Jeff. You can't go on and on without a girl in your office. Jeff, you're getting too far behind.
Well, I know that, sir. But the types I've been interviewing...
Yes, I know all about them. Well, I've come to a decision. You'd better take little Miss Fraser.
What?
She's very pleasant and efficient.
Young Barbara? Oh, hang it, sir, I don't think...
Now, I don't want any discussion, Jeff. Your work has to be done. You must have someone to help you. There doesn't seem to be much chance of getting you a competent new girl, so we'll just have to do the best we can.
Mr. Fleming, whose idea is this?
Whose idea?
Yes.
Why, mine, of course. I'm still the managing director here, am I not?
Oh, of course, sir. But it seems to me that this sudden announcement about Miss Fraser might have something behind it.
Such as what?
It occurred to me Mr. Bendigo might have had a hand in it.
Jeff! I know you've been under a certain strain lately, so I won't take you up. Just do as I say and let's have no conflict. Are we understood? Barbara Fraser's your new secretary as from today. That's all, Jeff.
But I'm not satisfied,
sir. I said that's all. Run along like a good chap. I'll tell Barbara myself, and you can take charge of her later in the day.
Very well, Mr. Fleming.
May I sit down, Miss Brunson? Mr. Puller has very kindly given me leave to take up some of your time. That's by Jove. Well settled in, Harry. Best thing you ever did, leaving us, I'd say.
I'm glad you like my office, Mr. Bendigo.
Yes. Well, I don't expect there's much fence and hedging. I was going to write you a note. But under the circumstances, I thought it might be better if I came to see you myself.
Under the circumstances, as you put it, I should be flattered. What is it?
I believe you already know. That brooch of my niece's turned up after all.
Yes, I do know.
It was all very unfortunate. And I want you to know that I regret it.
What do you regret, Mr. Bendigo? The brooch showing up? Or telling me I was a thief and I'd better get out of your firm?
I quite understand how you feel, young woman. But it won't do you much good getting hot here. None of us bore you any ill will.
Mrs. Geoffrey Pilgrim bore me plenty.
Well, confound it, be honest. She had good reason, hadn't she?
I grew very fond of her husband, and if you must know, I still am. But that didn't give you any reason to send me packing the way you did.
At the time, I thought I was justified. Now, look here. Recriminations are a complete waste of time. To make amends, I'd like you to accept a check for 3 months' salary in lieu of notice. Just as though you left us in the normal course of events.
You mean just as though I'd been normally fired? I won't accept it, Mr. Bendigo.
No, please yourself.
I intend to. I want my position in your firm for the unexpired period of my contract.
Your contract was torn up in Mr. Fleming's office that day. You saw it yourself.
But it was torn up unjustly, and I'm not going to be fobbed off with a few pounds.
You can't come back to my company, young woman, and that's flat.
Not even long enough to quieten the rumors that have been going on round about me?
They don't mean a thing, Miss Bronson.
Not to you, maybe. To me, it's very important. All you're really thinking about, Mr. Bendigo, is that for Marcia's sake, you want me kept away from Jeff Pilgrim. That's it, isn't it?
You're perfectly correct, Miss Bronson. And you may as well know that I'm in earnest. You're going to be kept away from Pilgrim by hook or by crook.
Marcia, where has your uncle been all day, do you know?
I haven't seen him.
I'll ring him at home again in a few minutes. You'll be pleased to know I've a new secretary.
You have? Who is she? Which one of the girls is it?
Which one of the girls? How did you know?
How did I know what?
That I had one of the girls from the firm.
Well, I didn't. But you kept saying all the time you couldn't find one suitable.
Yeah. Well, never mind. It's Barbara Fraser.
Oh. Quiet little Barbara. I hope she's all right.
She'll have to brighten up a good deal. Oh, you see it. It was William. I don't see anyone.
All right. Uncle Tressida. Oh, come on in.
Good evening, Marcia. Jeff home?
Good evening, sir. I've been trying to get hold of you all day.
Oh, have you? What did you want me for?
It's pretty serious, sir. It's about Stella Bronson.
Well, that makes two of us. I'm here now to talk about that woman and nothing else. Is there anything you don't want Marcia to hear?
I want her to stay.
All right. Let's hear from you. It's about this brooch affair, I imagine.
Yes. Mr. Bendigo, either Stella Bronson is reinstated as my secretary, or you can have my resignation at the end of the week.
You want her back, eh?
I wish I'd never seen the girl, sir. A complete mess we're all in. It's not my fault and it's not hers. But Marcia and I are in a tangle and there's only one way out. She has to give in to me over Stella.
Now let me get this straight. You want her back or you're through? Through with Marcia or just with the firm?
With both, sir. And I know what I'm doing. I won't have any part of the way you got rid of her. And now that the brooch has shown up, there's only one decent thing to do. That's offer Stella Bronson her job back.
How do you know she'd take it back?
I only hope she refuses. But she must be made the offer.
I want one thing from you, Pilgrim. Is this attitude just a question of principle?
Yes, sir. You and Marcia both know that perfectly
well. All right. See how you like this. The question of reinstating the Bronson girl doesn't arise any longer. I saw her this afternoon. And you know what she's doing? She's suing us. She's suing us for kicking her out as a pilferer. And we can apologize publicly or be taken on for slander. Now, how do you like that, Jeff Pilgrim?
Well, there's only one way to put a stop to this, and that's for me to appeal to Stella. Take advantage of the fact she's fond of me. So help me, I'm being made a rotter, no matter what I do, because I know I only have to raise a finger and Stella will come running. Well, I'd better see her tonight.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.